become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Okay, this is Ralph Kermit Winterow II, coming to you out of Alaska. I'm sitting in for John today. He's got one of them bugs that the government's probably created, flu bugs, and he's home. So I'm going to be doing the show here today. Peter, he's off. Sometimes he second seats in here, and we give her all we got. Got some astounding information. It's just shocking. About the Internal Revenue Service and about the manufacturer statement of origins. I'm telling you, we're out there, and this is going to be the year. There's going to be some major changes made somehow. We're really pushing. I've been doing this for a long time. I started back in 1990 after I got my aux cord and woke me up. Then I saw how corrupt the system is, and I had no idea. I started off with in 96, I was on Joyce Riley's show this morning on Genesis with an attorney over there, Tony Dennison, and that was fun. He's one of those get along, you know, keep my clients out of jail. That's how we got where we are. I mean, I don't disrespect what his stand is. Everybody's got their position, and they can choose to do it. Not for me. I'm going to talk a little bit later about FBI stings. If you've ever had, I've had three of them come after me. One of them got me, put me in jail. You just got to keep your eyes open. When you start fighting for freedom and liberty, you have no idea. You have no idea. I had no idea. I made the Gulf War Syndrome Fact or Fiction. I funded it with Joyce Riley. I looked at all the documentation, and I saw what they were doing to our military. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that my country, but it's the government that's doing it, would torture and do this to men and women. And I really got behind it. I spent many tens of thousands of dollars. I made the first movie. We'll be back in just a minute here.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'm sitting in for John, and I funded this Gulf War Syndrome Fact Perfection. It was made here in Wasilla, and Vincent, the guy that did the video work, he had a... we just took several days, and it was just done. You know, it's not the standards videos that are done, DVDs, done today, but it launched Joyce Riley, and David Von Kleist was then her husband. But I had no idea what happened. I mean, they called. As soon as that hit, they went after Joyce Riley and told her to cease and desist. But as soon as that thing got out, Vince had a show out here on the Valley News, and I was on his show, and next thing I know, I can't get back on. He said he's been told, and immediately he loses his show. He had a half-hour show, and the next thing you know, he's married to a gal over here, and Liechtenstein or some little country like that over there by Switzerland. Supposedly he had not dotted some guy on a divorce issue, and they deported him. This was 1996. And right at the exact same time, I didn't see this coming. I mean, I had no idea. You know, I was a babe in the woods. You know, you see something that needs to be done, and I had the money, so I did it because I checked the facts. And they set up a new dealer in Anchorage with Executone, took a bid away from me, and it worked totally against my contract. By 1998, Executone couldn't do it because they couldn't run me out of business because they were so incompetent. They had another dealer they set up, Aurora, and in 3 years, I had no dealership. How'd they do it? I was bidding against Mitel. It's like a car dealership, Chevrolet, so if you're bidding against another Chevrolet dealer, which is not supposed to happen, in my area, and I was bidding them at cost, and I couldn't get the bids. What's that tell you? But I just had no idea. It's just shocking, you know. When I started this, I mean, I thought we just had some minor problems in this country. It is corrupt from top to bottom, and the telecommunications is as corrupt as it gets. I want to talk here briefly about, before we get into some of the real substantive issues here, that probably will shock people who have not heard this before. But there was a Veterans March here. I think it was Monday for Ron Paul. And did you see it on the news? No. I didn't hear anything about it on the news. It wasn't in our newspaper up here. Media is just, it never happened. And this is our military. And it's just shocking. And anyway, I don't know why, they dishonor our military. I mean, these people are putting it on the line, everything they got. And we treat them like dirt. Anyway, they went and did a march, and they saluted 1 second for every service member who had committed suicide during Barack Obama's presidency. That lasted for 8 minutes. They did a 21-minute silent prayer, 1 second for every service member who died abroad during President Obama's term. They turned their back, did an about-face on the White House. That is as strong as it gets, or letting yourself know, letting people know that you treat those, whoever you're turning your back on, with extreme dishonor. President Obama has dishonored our country. He has dishonored our military. He does not deserve our support. You can't honor a man that dishonors his country and our military. And I would like to do something. I'm going to get around and play the people who have been in the military will know what this is. Just a one-minute thing here, and if it's all set up, to honor the military and show my support for those that marched in D.C. Let's go ahead and play it. That's very excuse me. It's very, very moving. I was in the military, and when I hear that, I don't know, it raises great emotions. And I cannot believe that our country just honors the military the way they do. What's that? Are we on? Are we on the air or not? Well, I think we're on the air here. I'm not sure. I was talking here. Anyway, that is, to me, is quite moving. When I was in the military, when I would hear that, and I cannot believe how our country, our politicians, the media, our president, dishonor and have no respect for the military. I don't know. I don't know what to say. You know, it is so evil. The Gulf War syndrome. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands that have been tortured and died as a result of the Gulf War syndrome. Mengele of the Nazis, he was just a drop in the bucket of torturing people. And then we have the depleted uranium. And I heard a show up here, come on, and there was a couple of PSYOPs guys, evidently, that this depleted uranium is all a bunch of nonsense. There's nothing wrong with it. And it's just absolutely astounding. I mean, Roke, R-O-K-E-E, he was the guy that wrote the regulations for it. He's got it. And I'm going to have him back on my show. I have a show every Sunday at 5 to 7 p.m. to wake people up. They're lying to us. They are lying to us. And they need to be held accountable. But we need to have the knowledge. Anyway, I thought it was pretty astounding of what they did in D.C. And Ron Paul, the military's right on. He's getting the contributions more from the military than all the other people put together. They're not stupid. They see what's going on. They're there. They got first-hand knowledge, people have been in the military. And we need to support Ron Paul. We need to support our military. We need to support them when they come back sick. That's a fact. We just, but I did this Gulf War syndrome. I run into UAA, a 900-seat auditorium in Anchorage. And the people that had fibromyalgia and the other stuff came out of the woodwork that were infected by this thing that, because they weren't given doxycycline, antibiotic. I had no idea that existed. Paper wouldn't cover them. When I was advertising it, another shocking thing, I wanted to put the factual stuff in that I had documentation on. The Anchorage Daily News says you can't do that. You got to tone it down because we got advertisers that advertise all the time and we don't care. It was either $5,000 or $10,000 I spent advertising. I mean, I advertised big in the paper. I had the money then. I did it. And I couldn't put the truth in the paper. That was another shock. I said, what the hell is going on in this country? Truth is a tough pill. The people look at Ron Paul like he's crazy, a lot of them. Well, you know what? If you want a constitution and you want freedom and liberty, there it is. That's our only hope. And it's a slim one at that. Because the country is so corrupt from top to bottom. I'm going to cover today IRS stuff. I think I'll do that one first. And then I'm going to get into the IRS is a criminal organization. That's a fact. I will state it unequivocally. When I was on with this, I did 2 hours today across the attorney and an hour yesterday with Joyce Riley. It's black and white. People won't believe it. It's like the movie... if anybody saw the first Matrix, it's a dream world. Oops, I hear music, so we'll be back in just a minute.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit FreeToProsper.com.
Frank here, and let's talk about the IRS. I mean, there is no doubt that the IRS is a criminal organization. I'll say it flat out. And I'll challenge anybody to come in, and we'll have a go at it. I've been doing this a long time, and I got out of all the Patriot groups. I got out of all the... I was just wasting too much time to get the research to back all these things up. It is conclusive. There is no doubt about it. Homeland Security is a criminal organization. FEMA is a criminal organization. And why would they be? Why would I say that? Anytime we have agencies or entities operating over us outside the Constitution, outside our Bill of Rights, outside the statutes of the United States, outside the constitutions of the several states, outside the laws of the several states, that's criminal. And we have a system of courts, and most attorneys, they're not all bad. There's a few good ones. I mean, you can't say that everybody can't do that broad brush, but most, the majority, are aiding and abetting in a crime. And I'm going to talk about the MSOs here a little bit after this. Every DMV is receiving stolen property, and I can prove it now. The police that are involved in writing tickets on it, are aiding and abetting of stolen property. The legislatures of the several states are doing code or their statutes, if you want to call them that, over stolen property. It's just shocking. I mean, I couldn't make this stuff up. And in 300 million people, and they pulled us off? Yeah, they have. And I'll make this offer again. I've made it before on John's show when I sat in. One of the things is this headless fourth branch. There is a fourth branch of government. It's a headless fourth branch. We know them as bureaucrats. We know them as code enforcers. And they're headless. That's what makes them so dangerous. How do you grab a hold of these things? I mean, it is a challenge because they don't work for us. They don't have bonds. They're mere employees. Yet they get around and come and take our houses, take our property, take our children. And you say, well, how do I fight these things? Well, we're playing checkers and they're playing chess. So we need to get educated and understand they are vulnerable. I'm involved now in research in probably about 15 cases, a couple that are in the appellate courts, several in tax court, one in Dillingham, that one there I can put the name out, that's David Glatton's case. I have the MSO, the theft one in the Supreme Court. Now, finally, they just finally accepted the reply brief. They did not want that in there. Well, hey, you know what? Life is a bitch. We're going to see, and as soon as I get past the fuel oil issue, because all the money that I have is to keep afloat here, so I've got to keep enough to keep my heat in my place, but as soon as I get past that, I am going to go sue them, and I am going to put together the lawsuits and people that are on the special list that I have for $120 donation. You'll get a copy of it. See what I'm doing. Check it out. You can get that now, this driver's license case. I filed that particular thing into the Superior Court of Alaska, and it was too hot to handle. They wouldn't even talk, but they couldn't dismiss it for lack of jurisdiction. So they made me go to the Supremes in Alaska. Fine, okay, another $700, another $150, and the briefing's all done. I have no idea how they're going to handle it. But I am going to give the legislature, I am going to give the cop shops, the public safety commissioner for the troopers, Anchorage, police chief, the Wasilla police chief, I'm going to give them notice. So they can't get out of, like in Connolly versus Thompson. If they didn't know, well, guess what? You do know. And you better get educated because I'm coming. And I am going to put that out. And other people, if they choose to check it out and follow it. But, I mean, it's so amazing that it makes all traffic citations illegal. Yeah, because they're dealing in stolen property. Theft by deception is what it's called. And that's a fact. I can prove it now. Now that I finally got my hands on some MSOs. Like I say, I just had no idea. You know, these things are so unbelievable that they're just shocking. And most people, they can't handle it. They really can't. Now, what I talked about this morning, I'm going to get back to the IRS, and then we're going to get into the MSO stuff here. There are several things that are really important about the IRS. One that is simple enough for a show is what I'm going to talk about today. I have conclusively proven. Well, I hear the music. I guess we'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
a new book with a provocative viewpoint about where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. And it's available now, today. Author, radio host, and research guru Howard Axtell presents his new book, The Human Food Factor. Our beliefs in harmony and hope are being replaced with fear and empty promises that simply don't hold water. False prophets bearing gifts continue to mold our planet in their own image for profit. They offer costly entitlements that we already paid for. Where did all our money go? Who took it? Who are they? Follow the money trail with author Howard Axtell and order a hard copy or ebook of The Human Food Factor at thehumanfoodfactor.com. This book is a must to connect the dots and to know the truth. To understand where America is headed, who is taking us there, and why. Do your part. Learn the facts. Order the book right now. Get a signed copy today. On sale. The Human Food Factor at thehumanfoodfactor.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, we're back here, and I want to get to some callers here. I was looking at something else. I guess John dropped off in California. I didn't see you there, but anyway, if you want to, call back in, because this is about the callers. Dwayne in Louisiana, you're up next. You got a question or a comment?
Yeah, I've got a question, Ralph. I'm in the process of setting up an apartment here in Louisiana and just called the big utility company to have my service turned on. And I knew better than to get into an argument with the administrative lady that answered the phone. But they're insisting I give them a Social Security number, and that's just flat-out illegal to use the Social Security number. And was wondering what ideas you may have on how to address this. So get my
well, you know, that's a tough nut because there are some things it's wrong. It's illegal. I've got a card that says it can't be used for identification. An old one.
I've got a serious memorandum citing all the different codes that say it's illegal to use this.
Have you confronted them with that yet?
Not yet, but I was figuring that was going to be my next step to go in person versus calling in over the phone. But if you had another idea, I was...
Well, first of all, I would confront them that you don't need a Social Security number to get the service and see what they say. It's just like the driver's license stuff now, which we're going to get into, the right to travel. And they want the Social Security number. Now they say they don't. Well, you know they got it because as soon as they make a charge against you, which I've got so many of them, you could write a book, you know, fill a book with them. Here comes your Social Slavery number. Well, how did you get it if you didn't supposedly aren't supposed to use it, you know?
Yeah.
It's a battle, but it's not one that I choose to fight. We need to resist, I guess is the word, every step of the way. But there are certain things that we're not going to turn this thing around. So if you obviously you're going to have electric service. So I would go in and, you know, you just be polite and say, you know, this is not required. It shouldn't be. And then when the next thing you always do, please show me the law. Don't say the policy. I want to see the law or what mandates this. And when they give it or they make this stuff or they say they got to do it, I know you're right. Absolutely. That's going to see the law. Could you please provide it to me?
Okay, and, yeah, because I've gone through this with the cable company, and they will immediately go over to, well, just give us an extra deposit.
Right, they want more money, yeah.
Yeah, they just want more money, which I was prepared to do. So, all right, well, I'll keep you posted. I'm got to go over there tomorrow and do it in person. So.
Yeah, let me know. My email is Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at Chessbelly, J-U-S.
Well, I was the one that yesterday I emailed you the, we've had a couple of correspondents, I emailed you the update on the UCC-9,
Oh, okay.
Statutory, the revisions on that. So
sure.
I didn't know if you knew about it or not, but
it
fit into right what you're talking about with the MSOs. I'll resend it again, so it's up at the top because I'm figuring you get
a lot. Yeah, that's one thing. If you, because I get over 1,000 emails a day, that's just the ones that don't get hit in the junk box. And I try to respond to all emails, but I don't always get them because you know I just miss them. You know, I got so many to go through, and so. But anyway, thanks for calling. You bet. Let that keep me posted. Jim in Kansas, my home state. Dorothy and I are from Kansas. Oh, I guess he dropped too. Well, if Jim wants to call back from Kansas or John from California, why? Because this is about the people. The Republic is supported by the people that are listening and the people that call in. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you got to say. I do anyway, and I know John does. So, well, let's get back to the. Things, simpler stuff here about the Internal Revenue Service. And like I say, it was quite interesting to this guy was Tony Dennison was his name, and he has a business, and he's probably making hundreds of thousands of dollars, I'm sure. Is somebody back online again? John, Jim? Okay. Okay, Jim, go ahead. You're back online here. Go ahead. You got a question or a comment?
Yeah, I'd like to know why you have such excellent music on your program compared to all the other programs on Republic Broadcasting. And I would like to appoint you as director of music at Republic Broadcasting. And I'll listen off the air.
Okay.
Hi.
Well, I don't know about that. I try to get different songs that have meaning, and then I try to get music that is pleasing to me or, you know, will set a different type of mood or something. So, I don't know. I've got a lot of different songs that I use. I just get them off of Amazon. So, anyway, John, I guess you're back. You back from California?
Yes, I am, Ralph. How you doing?
By golly, I'm out of jail. I'm upright, and I'm still giving them heck.
You're standing upright and breathing. That's always a sign of a good day.
Well, it's amazing, and I'm going to talk about a little bit of that, I think, today, too. I got approached here about a week and a half or so again a backdoor approach that maybe I should consider taking some funds and shutting the heck up about the IRS. And, of course, you know what I told them, don't you?
How much?
I'll take all the money you got, but then the bottom line is I'm going to take every dollar and see if I can burn you and put you in hell. I'm going to light it and put you down there, and I hope it's good and hot. Anyway, you got a question or comment?
Yeah, Ralph. Say, I just wanted to echo my support about the manufacturer's certificate or statement of origin. I had no idea what was going on there until about a year and a half ago, listening to Peter Neese and Joyce Rosenwald, and that's cemented it for me, you know, as far as the amount of local corruption. And I figured out, yeah, the cops, at the highest level anyway, must be in on it, because I know I've discussed it with lower-level chippies, California Highway Patrol people, cops in California, they don't have a clue. But I did find a particular a written statement in the California Code of Regulations under their Department of Motor Vehicles, which clearly states what Peter Neese and Joyce were saying, and that was that the definition of a motor vehicle being one which is used for commercial purposes.
Oh, yeah, right. That's in Title 18, I think. Yeah.
That's correct. And it also, I haven't checked this personally, but I am told by Peter and formerly Joyce that it mirrors the Federal Department of Transportation regulations, which kind of makes sense. But I'm really interested to see what shakes out with you in that regard. But the real reason I called, Ralph, you made the comment that you were in the military. Do you mind telling me what years you were in the military and what branch you were in?
I was in 1960. I wanted to join the Army, and my dad wouldn't sign up for me. I was 17, so I went in the National Guard, and I spent 6 months, and it was, I said, well, that's enough of that, and I spent another, I don't know, 3.5 years or whatever doing that. Actually, they held me in several months longer because Cuba was in a pissing match with, the Cuban thing was going on in 1960.
That's correct,
So I hung around for that. I learned a lot. I grew up a whole bunch.
Sure, yeah.
But I didn't want to go back in anymore. I saw what I needed. They wanted to send me off to officer school, or that's what they told me, to try to get me to re-up. And I said, no. I wouldn't trade it. I would not trade that time I spent. I mean, they pounded on me because I had a lot of relation in there. And, they do those forced marches, 15-mile forced marches, route step stuff.
Right.
One of my cousins had tried to get me out on a weekend. I didn't want to go out, but anyway, he pissed off somebody. So, they always put a flank guard out on those. It was at Fort Leonardwood, Missouri. And they put me out there. And, of course, you're trying to keep up with all the people that's on the flat road doing, it's almost like a run if you've done the forced march.
Okay, well,
I got out in the timber there. I mean, you're really at it. Well, I was a young buck, man, and I'm telling you, I was right up there at the top. Excellent physical shape.
The only reason I was asking, Ralph, is, you were getting a little teary-eyed earlier in the show about what you perceive to be lack of support for the American troops in whatever endeavor they have, for whatever motivation they have. And for your information, I was 18 years old, 1965, which was right at the beginning of the buildup for the Vietnam conflict. I was when I got out of school in 1970, I was 23, and immediately was eligible for conscription, the draft, selective service. Mm-hmm. I was 1A, and so I didn't have any idea really. I didn't understand. I was a young punk kid. I didn't have any idea what was going on, or why we were fighting this war, but all my parents and aunts and uncles and grandparents and friends of my parents and cousins and everyone, they said, "Oh yeah, this is a good war. We gotta go and support it." And they pretty much didn't understand why I was so confused about the purpose. But anyway, have you done much research, Ralph Winrod, as I have on the origins of the Vietnam War and how it was all based on a pack of lies?
Not a lot, but I know it's all based on a pack of lies because I know some people that personally went over there.
Yeah.
One of them is a very good friend. He was a sniper over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all a crock of BS because they didn't want us to win. They wouldn't let us win.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
They were annoyingly passing and giving our troops heroin over there to get them addicted.
Absolutely. Now, the thing I wanted to point out to you is that when James Stockdale emerged on the scene in 1992 as Ross Perot's vice presidential running mate, tell you the truth, I didn't know who he was, and I thought he acted like a loon when he, started his speech. But in the last 7 or 8 years, after reading some of the books he wrote, it turns out this guy was a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier fighter pilot. And he wrote in a whole chapter in his book entitled In Love and War. And he just pretty much detailed how when he and his fellow fighter pilots went out there because they got another call from the Lester Maddox and the Turner Joy destroyers that there were more torpedo boats coming to assault them, they spent an hour flying over the waves, is getting as low as they can, trying to figure out what the hell the destroyers were shooting at. And they couldn't see anything. They couldn't find anything. And it turned out that it was all a big mistake. But that was on August the 4th of 1964. On August the 5th of 1964, I was sitting in my dad's living room in suburban Chicago, LBJ interrupted the newscast at the time, and pretty much said, "We were attacked, you know, and I'm going to do this and do that and give Congress, you know, and you know, we're going to go and, you know, not let this stand."
Right.
Now, after all is said and done, after reading his book, and then after the LBJ Library was dedicated in 2000, there were a whole bunch of audio tapes released. And in 2004, a whole bunch more were released and put into the LBJ's library. These are audio tapes of his conversations in his office, LBJ's office, with the likes of Secretary of Defense John McNamara. And I went and I investigated, and I looked up in this particular time slot, and not only is there an audio tape, there is a transcript, a written transcript, and it pretty much tells how LBJ was chuckling and John McNamara was kind of laughing about how the Navy was conducting really aggressive operations. They were shelling the North Vietnamese coast and some installations and other things of importance to the North Vietnamese. For some reason, which no one seemed to know, apparently, but it seemed to be that they were trying to provoke North Vietnam into coming out and doing battle to have this false flag event. And then the second day, nothing really happened. The long and short of it is that over 58,000 of my contemporaries heard that call, and in that time. As I'm sure you well know, there was no internet. There was no all that we had was you know all I had was the Chicago Tribune, and maybe Time Magazine, and those are all you know government sponsored type publications, and there was nothing like there is nowadays, where young kids if they really wanted to find out what's going on in the war, before they go there, they theoretically they could do it. So I just wanted to leave you with that.
We're talking about the Gulf of Tonkin or whatever. There was
It was a big damn lie. That's all it was. And I'm looking back on it.
Here's what just gets my dander up. These people, now, I think I'm correct here, is Johnson's, the people were flying back on an airline that Johnson or Lady Bird and them guys owned.
After the assassination of John Kennedy.
Yeah, and then...
I know where you're going with this, yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, Kennedy was one of the things that got him killed because he was going after a lot of things, but one is he brought out the Treasury notes, and anytime you take on the money system, they're going to go after you.
Well, he also issued, Ralph, I didn't mean to interrupt you, I'm sorry, but he issued an executive order, apparently, to take 1,000 advisors out of Vietnam and do it every year, at least 1,000. So he figured out that the Vietnam conflict was not the thing that he wanted to be involved in. His big mistake was he thought he was the president. He thought he was running the country. And, you know, he made the big mistake of firing Alan Dulles, who was the head of the CIA. And he made a public statement to the effect that he was going to tear the CIA up into a bunch of little pieces and cast them to the winds. There's a number of reasons why he probably got killed.
It gets me to no end. How evil can you be that you will put men and women? They have the military are not assets. Wow, God, it pisses me off every time I hear of that asset.
Have you read much about Pearl Harbor, Ralph?
Yeah, right. I mean, that was a setup too for FBI. It was all a setup. And the bottom line is, the people in the military are not lab animals to be tested on. They're not there to be tortured. They're not. They want to have a family. They want to love their spouses and love their children.
Why do they keep volunteering, Ralph?
I don't know. You know, I heard a show up here, like I say, and I'm going to try to get Rocky on up here.
Doug Rocky is the name. Yeah, Doug Rocky. That's his name.
Rocky. Yeah, Rocky. I'm sorry, Rocky.
That's all right.
Let's get him on up here because they were saying depleted uranium is just perfectly safe. I said, what a crock of nonsense.
You know, Ralph, it just bothers me just a tiny little bit, you know, when you act as if all of our problems in this country start and stop with the election of Barry Sotero or Barack Obama. especially when you send your emails around, you know, I'm on your list and everything, and you put that graphics JPG image of the headstone on a grave. Here lies the United States of America, born July 4th, 1776, died November 4th, 2008. You know, died of suicide. You know,
right.
Oh, come on, that just gives the wrong impression, Ralph. You know, all of our we had just as many problems during the George W. Bush, that compassionate conservatives administration. That's when Doug Rocky came out here to Southern California for several seminars. I've met him and talked to him and listened to him on several of his presentations. And that's when Joyce Riley was trying to make her website known. And one of the big things, the big lies, it's still.
Well, we got a break here. If you want to hold over, fine. Sure. We got to go let our sponsors get in here, because that's what keeps us on the air. Back in a minute.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, well, we're back here, and John, once you finish up here, I want to say something. You know,
go ahead, Ralph. Yeah.
When I did this thing up at UAA, and these people come out of the woodwork with the Gulf War syndrome, I met Dan Topolsky that was over in Kamosia when they demolished that 10 square miles.
Yeah.
And he gets out the pictures of his wife and his children, and they all got this stuff. And you talk to these people, and I don't know how people, to me, it's very moving. It becomes my battle. It's my damn country, and thou shalt not do it. And I am going to, if I have some assets or I have some means, I'm going to get in some of these battles because this stuff has got to stop.
Well, I'm with you. And when I keep hearing about how our soldiers want to think of themselves as being very patriotic, and every Veterans Day and every July the 4th and every pro football Super Bowl and college football game and every baseball game and the seventh inning when they bring the flag out and the honor guard. And I'll tell you what, I want to puke. I have to wonder, do some of these people, young kids, do they ever use the brains that God gave them?
Let me interrupt you because it's a two-edged sword. We have to have a military. And what they're doing, they are knowingly getting rid of our most qualified people. They're infecting them. They have to leave. And they're decimating our military. So it's a two-edged sword. I mean, if I knew what I know now today, I would never go in the military.
Well, the Constitution, Ralph, has some very specific provisions about a standing army and how long it can be standing. And who's going to declare war? And none of that is happening in the last 30 or 40 or 50 years.
Right.
So we're quite a ways from that. So please don't make it sound like this is all very honorable on the part of the soldiers, because the soldiers, if they don't know what they're doing, the best, most generous thing I can say is they're just a bunch of dumb kids that don't know what the hell they're doing. And they're working for the criminals who are imposing the New World Order. They're working for the criminals.
Well, that may be, but I still support our military.
Well, you can't support the military without supporting the mission, Ralph. You can't support the military. You can't.
Okay. Right. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that, because I support the people that are in there. What we're doing is wrong, and that's why I'm trying to get some of this information out.
Ralph,
and that's
no,
why we need
no,
somebody like Ron Paul to get in there to get the hell out of some of these countries when it's none of our business.
If there's no valid, morally justifiable reason to slaughter a whole bunch of people in another country, there's only one name for the slaughter. It's called murder. I don't know if you believe in God or if you're a Christian, but that's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
I don't think you or I would do that.
Anyway, thanks for calling in the information, and we've got two callers here. You're probably going to have to hold over here. See, the next one is Ryan in Texas. I think you're up next. Ryan, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, go ahead. You got a comment or a question?
So I had a question regarding, I recently got a letter from the Texas DPS stating that I'm going to potentially have my life suspended because I have four tickets in
Hold on a minute. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes, I am.
Could you pick up on a handset? It'd be better. It's we get better audio here.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, go ahead so people can understand. I have hearing aids, so they say I'm mentally challenged, but I'm definitely hearing challenged, so go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll start over. So I got a letter from the DPS stating that they were going to have a hearing about whether to suspend my license or not because I had four tickets in a one-year period in 2010. And I'm wondering what I can do to mitigate or have that dismissed, or you know what my options might be.
Oh, I've got some great information on that situation. Hasn't been used yet. With what's going on. I hear the music. So you're going to have to hold over here. We got to let our sponsors get in, go through the top of the hour, and we'll be back in a minute. And Steve in Oregon, if you want to call back. We'll be back in a minute.
The next